It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to Border Crossings, your request destination. And we are here for the next hour. If there's a song that we can play for you, call Marissa, 202-619-2077. She'll take your requests here today on Border Crossings. And Howie McConanen requested this first song we're going to play for you. We're going to have a little fun. It's the new duet from Pitbull featuring Chris Brown on Border Crossings.
Chris Brown, set it up.
Said and done, I'm owning it all. I know you think it's just rap, just this, just that. Right, nah, baby, this my life. Wanna have fun for a night? Then just. Casacampo, who would have thought DK? Down in Key Largo, you know I'm on that sticky. Icky, 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 icky. Don't do it much, but when I do, I'm gone. Don't take it all off, keep your heels and thongs. Yeah. I'm on me, that turns me on. Now just listen to the song and.
Listen to the party till you come undone. Listen to the party, baby, come undone. Listen to the party till you come undone. Listen to the party, baby, come undone.
Oh, my, my. Looking like a good, good time. Don't disguise the way you want to. Tonight, oh my, my, hook you with a brand new high. Don't be shy, I just want it in tonight.
And fun.
Crossings and music from Pitbull featuring Chris Brown, and that is called Fun from Howie McConanen, who wrote the request into us on email, bordercrossings@voa.gov, and that's on Pitbull's latest album, Globalization. Chris Brown, according to The Inquisitor, if you believe what you read online, has reached out to Rihanna and asked her to collaborate on his next album. He's in the works right now putting together the new album, which is tentatively titled Urban Islands with a Z. But that's the report on The Inquisitor. The two of them can probably work together professionally. You never know. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and we've got requests and dedications, and we've got chart chat coming up in just a bit. But before we get to that, here is a request from Amlaki Digafi, who's listening to us and wants to hear something for the dreamers of the world. This is John Lennon with Imagine.
Thank you.
Border Crossings, one of the biggest out of John Lennon's collection of hits. That's called Imagine. I'm Larry London. And when it comes to big hits, there is only one man that we turn to find out what the list of the biggest hits in America would be each and every week. The Billboard Top 20 Countdown host, Ray McDonald, who is here with us for Chart Chat.
Hey, Larry. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
It's a big week
on
the Hot 100.
It's a big week everywhere.
Because we get a new number one single.
Yay. Yeah. Did I tell you that last week?
Yes.
Remember we talked about it and I said, watch next week.
Yeah. Cheerleader by Omi had a lot of momentum behind it. And this is the week it finally breaks through. And we will take a closer look after the song.
My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah, she is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. Is like a genie in a bottle, yeah, yeah, cause I'm the wizard of love, and I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
There it is, your new number one song on the Billboard Hot 100, Cheerleader by Omi. This song's been around since 2012, and back then it was a local hit in his native Jamaica. And then German producer Felix Jahn got his hands on it, and he remixed it with that trumpet. And it went to number one in Europe, just all over the place, and now it is number one here. And Omi is the first Jamaican artist to hit number one on the Hot 100 in 9 years.
I heard an interview with him over the weekend, and it was interesting because his real name is Omar, but he says his dad called him Omi. That was his nickname, and he wanted to be cool, so he capitalized all three letters. He said, it's too short. I wanted to capitalize it just to make my statement.
Hey, it stands out.
It does.
Yeah.
It's worked for him.
It sure has worked for him, so we'll see how long Omi can keep things on the boil atop the Hot 100. As I said, he's the first Jamaican Hot 100 champ in 9 years. Do you know who the last one was?
Irie. No, man.
Sean Paul Mon.
Wow.
He did it with the song Temperature in 2006.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Does Omi have an album, or is this just a single, or what's going on with that?
The album, I'm sure, is on the way.
On the way. Because this song was, as you said before, a couple years old.
Yeah. But,
so you'd think by now there'd be an album somewhere.
Oh, yeah. There will be an album to support it.
All right.
We'll see if Omi can, you know, make that all-important second hit happen.
Yes.
You know, give himself some traction.
Yes.
This is the time, man. Right now.
Strike when the iron's hot.
Demi Lovato hopes to heat up the iron again. It's been a couple of years since she's had a hit. Her latest song, Cool for the Summer, moves from 35th to 28th place on the charts, so I have a feeling we'll probably see it in the top 20. Anyway, we'll take a closer look at Demi after the song.
Yeah.
for the Summer by Demi Lovato, moving from 35th to 28th place on the latest Billboard Hot 100. And her last countdown hit was Heart Attack. That hit 10th place back in 2013. Demi has a new album on the way. She says it's going to mark a new phase of her career. She's growing up. She's changing. Maybe a little more adult sound, at least judging from this. She co-wrote it with Max Martin. And I bring up his name regularly because this guy is phenomenally successful. He's a Swedish songwriter-producer. He's worked with everyone from the Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears right on up. If you look at the songwriting credits on the Hot 100, Max Martin's name just keeps popping up. He's huge. So Demi or her team was very smart to hook up with Max. And well, it's a good song.
All these producers are doing so well. Zedd and David Guetta and you name it. The list goes on. And he's among them.
Pop music as a producer's medium.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Demi Lovato has always been one of my favorites. I really enjoyed watching her on TV. Sunny with a Chance. So that's it, Sunny with a Chance.
Yeah.
That's when I was a little kid. But anyway, I enjoy watching her movies and Camp Rock and whatnot. She's going to be the voice of some Smurfette character now in a Smurf film.
Uh-huh.
And
following in Katy Perry's footsteps.
Yep, Katy's dropped the role of Smurfette, so Demi's going to do it instead. But and the new album, all this is exciting news for her. You know, I give her a lot of credit, too, because she's taken a lot of public poking because of her weight and all the other things that have gone on in her life, and she's bounced
personal
back.
Personal problems which she has surmounted and turned negatives into a positive. She's always been very open about her issues, her bipolarity, and her body issues. So, yeah, good for Demi. I'm supporting her all the way.
And she's not engaged.
And she...
She's
right.
not engaged. Despite the rumor on some of the tabloids that she's engaged, she wrote on Instagram she's not engaged. She said, y'all are crazy. That's what she said. She's not engaged. But she loves the guy. They've been together since 2010, and he taught her to love her body. That's what she says. So there you go. I mean, he loves her body, too.
Okay. TMI. Moving on to something completely different. Steven Tyler of Aerosmith is making a country album.
Oh, my goodness.
And when I heard this back in March, I was thinking to myself probably what everybody else was thinking. What the? Why? Well, Steve says he has a good reason. He's a country boy at heart. He has a new single out. It's the Hot Shot debut this week on the Hot 100. Opening in 75th place. I don't know if it's going to do anything, but it's called Love Is Your Name. And we're going to take a closer look at Steven after the song.
To me, I've been waiting for
That's Steven Tyler with Love Is Your Name. It's the Hotshot debut this week on the Hot 100. It's the debut single from Steve's upcoming first country solo album. And Larry and I were talking about how a lot of songs are interchangeable depending on the beat, the tempo, the instrumentation. And that could be an Aerosmith song.
Yep.
With just a few tweaks here and there.
And he still does the same thing where the voice fades.
Right, right.
Love in an Elevator and Dream On and all the stuff. That signature sound of his voice. You can't take his voice and separate it from Aerosmith. No matter how hard you try, you can't.
That's right. That's right. So his country album may not be that much of a stretch. Steve says he grew up in the woods of New Hampshire. He's a country boy at heart. He's done a lot of performances with country acts in the past. He's sung with Carrie Underwood and with a whole bunch of others. Right now he's touring with Aerosmith. They're on the road in North America through August 7th, and Tyler says after that he is going to concentrate on that country album, and it'll probably be out sometime in the North American autumn.
Interesting.
So we'll see.
Have you seen his hair these days? He's got this white streak. He looks like a skunk. He's kind of put one white streak through his hair now.
He's just so crazy.
He is. I like him. I've always liked him.
That's why everybody likes him. You never know what he's going to sing
Unpredictable.
Or say or do.
Just like you, Ray.
That's me.
Ray McDonald.
I'm the Steve Tyler of VOA.
You're the Steve Tyler. And Ray is here as the Ray McDonald of VOA on Thursdays with the Billboard Top 20 Countdown every week.
Right, right.
On VOA 1. Mm-hmm. And other places.
And also on my Twitter feed, Ray on the Hits.
All right. So fans unite and support Ray and tune in because you've got to know what's hot and what's not.
You gotta.
And he's the music meister. He's the El Supremo of the charts. But thank you, Ray, for coming in.
You got it, Larry.
Chart
thank
chat.
You.
This is Border Crossings, and Shimron McConan requested this song, Michael Jackson, Bad.
Watch your mouth. I know you're keen.
Border Crossings, that's who's bad. It's the baddest of the bad, Michael Jackson, King of Pop, by request. And one of his big number ones, he's had so many over the years, and that's among the big collection. I'm Larry London, it's Border Crossings. Thanks for the requests. If you're a Michael Jackson fan, his life, his music will all be celebrated in August, which is the anniversary of his birth. He was born in August. His mom, Katherine Jackson, is donating $5,000 as a prize in a big Michael Jackson celebration that takes place in Gary, Indiana, his hometown, where he was born and grew up. And that'll happen in August. And so they're going to have a big look-alike contest, a dance-alike contest. And so Catherine, Michael's mom, has given some money as prize money in those contests. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings, and I thank you for tuning into the show. Tuesday's underway. We're glad you're here. 202-619-2077 is the phone number if you'd like to join us. 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Melanie Magancia is listening in Kuwait along with her sister Jasmine. So I say hello to the Magancia sisters. Munaza Farid is in Pakistan. She's listening to us. Chani Khan Hope, or Chani Chan Hope, is listening and requested a Sam Smith song. Andre Yannick said, I'm going to call you. He keeps telling me, I'm going to call you. He's in Europe, and we're waiting for the call. So 202-619-2077, Andre, give us a call. Henoch is listening. Biruk Roof, send a message in. And I thank you all for listening. And also got some messages on my Facebook page. Let's see. We're going to check those out, too. Brian Cabasso says, I'm listening. Julius Jafaru Ayuba, listening as well. And Rakundo Theobald says, hello. He enjoyed hearing Ray McDonald. Augustino's with us. Alhaji Ahmed in Ghana. Wesley Balland is with us in Brazil. And Muikia Raymond Gideon is listening. Alphonse is tuned in. Issa Kegneko Berry said, I love your program. I just found it, and I really like it. Aditha Pratika listens in India. Timaj is tuned in. Teta Noble Bright is listening. And Edward David Wilson also checking out Border Crossings. Thank you, everybody. Here's a request from Jan in Holland. And this is Connie Francis, one of those oldies but goodies.
The team. Crossing. It's Border Crossing with Larry London on VOA 1.
I can make anybody pretty. I can make you believe any lie. I can make you pick a fight with somebody twice your size. Well, I've been known to cause a few breakups, and I've been known to cause a few births. I can make you new friends or get you fired from work. And since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg and Bordeaux friends been making the bars lots of big money and helping white people dance. Got you in trouble in high school, but college now, that was a ball. You had some of the best times you'll never remember with me. For your best man's embarrassing speech, and also for those naked pictures of you at the beach. I've influenced kings and world leaders. I helped Hemingway write like he did. I'll bet you a drink or two that I can make you put that lampshade on your head. 'Cause since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg, Bordeaux, friends, I've been making a fool out of folks just like you and helping white people dance.
Crossings. Thanks for tuning into the show. And that is a request for a little alcohol from Brad Paisley, and a request from Mutai Wesley, who's listening in Nairobi, Kenya. And I thank you for listening to Border Crossings. Brad Paisley continues on tour. He's a hardworking guy. He's always touring and always performing. And I know he's been or is coming to the area here in the D.C. Area soon. Brad Paisley, been doing this for 15 years. He's won so many awards at the CMAs, ACMs, Grammys, CMT Music Awards. You name it, in country music, he's probably won awards from those different shows. And recently spoke to a country music newspaper, and it's called Country Air Check. And he admitted that all of my awards are in my parents' house. I give any award I win to my parents, because I haven't got time to enjoy them. I'm on the road, and I'm always working and recording, so there you go. All right, and also I have some other country music news that's not positive. It's unfortunately depressing. Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton are getting divorced. This has been a rumor that's been going around now for a year or so, I would say. And they had been denying it. But apparently it was true that the marriage was on the rocks. And so they released a press release today. They respect their privacy and things like that. So I understand all that. But unfortunately, it's sad when relationships end, especially when they're public relationships and have so many fans, you know, Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert. Everybody loves them both. Thanks for tuning in to Border Crossings. My name's Larry London, and I have a Facebook page, in case you didn't hear, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And I hope you will join us on my Facebook page and check out things that I post up there regularly. Got all kinds of funny stuff and fun stuff. So I hope you will join us there. Edwina just checked in on Facebook, and she said, just got back from church and had to put Larry on. So thank you, Edwina. Appreciate your support. It's Border Crossings. Here's one for you, Edwina. This just happens to be your request. And Edwina wrote in to say, I would love to hear a song from my late mother, who passed away on July 21st, as we celebrate the 8th anniversary of her death. And Miss Aminata Jallo. So please play a song. So we thought we'd play this song, which says bye-bye, and it is Mariah Carey.
This is for my people who just lost somebody, your best friend, your baby, your man or your lady. Put your hand way up high, we will never say bye. No, no, no. Mama's, daddy's, sisters, brothers, friends, and cousins. This is for my people who lost their grandmothers. Look ahead to the sky, cause we won't ever say.
Every day in life rolls all night. You wish you
VOA 1.
Crossing's Price Tag from Jesse J. Helena Nagash requested that song. Jesse J. performed over the weekend at the Somerset House in London. And when she came out on stage, she told the audience, if you see me sitting down during the show, it's because this is one of my first gigs since I've had two operations. And I'm a little bit shaky and I'm not my usual jumpy self. And she also has said to other people, not on stage in front of the crowd, she said, I don't like being famous. She doesn't like being famous. She said, I'm not very good at it. I like the simple things in life, like cooking and bowling, and I like helping people. And she spoke about her health and mystery operations and said that although I'm feeling better these days, I do plan to take a break so that I can just sit and write songs and live. Her words, I just want to write and live. She's not jumping off stage anytime soon, but she said that's the plan in the near future. Love Jesse J. This is Border Crossings. We've got time for one more request. Ponyface in Kenya wants this one from Rihanna.
Rihanna. Good girl going bad. Take three. Action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain. I hydroplane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones.
can we go? We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather, and she flies are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars.
Crossing's Rihanna, who's working with a company called Stance to design socks, of all things. She's already designed a couple of different socks for the Stance company. I want to say hello to Fel Bell, Cedric, and Birdman, who are late to the party, but you're here nonetheless. Also, JC Saul, she's in Ethiopia listening to Shegar FM 102.1. Thank you, Greg, our engineer. Thanks to Vince, our director, and Marissa, who's been answering phones for us. I'm Larry London. Have a great night, and Border Crossings will return tomorrow right here on the VOA1 Music Network. See you then.